Welcome everybody, Shir number 1323, and the writing, it's Shir number 475, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Negel Vasser, and how it works. So we've been talking about, in reference to one touching food, before they wash Negel Vasser, and we saw the Mishnah Berurah has a lesson of a person has to be very careful not to touch food before they wash Negel Vasser. Okay, and we spoke about the fact that non-Jewish people, right, if a Gentile, so that's not a problem. So the question comes up, an interesting question. Sometimes people have, they're Jewish, they have help. Let's say they hire people working in the kitchen or whatever the case is. A lot of times possibly in a yeshiva or in a bakery, and you hire people. They're Jewish people, but they're not religious people. No, meaning they did not wash Negel Vasser. So how do you work with it? And you have to be very careful how you work with these type of people as far as, telling them, you know, to go wash Negel Vasser. Not washing, they won't, you know, might not even understand what you're talking about. But they'll be touching food. So it's sort of like a catch-22. Could I hire the people? Could I not hire these people? So it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah, the Or Olam edition of the Mishnah Berurah and the New English Mishnah Berurah that we've been talking about on page 130, number E, he brings down over there the Halichas Shloima. He brings down from the Halichas Shloima, who Takas says that one would be allowed to employ non-religious kitchen staff. In other words, I'm hiring somebody who's non-religious, right, and there's a problem of Negel Vasser, but they'll be working in the kitchen, they might be touching food. Not they might be, they will be touching food. So even though they are not careful regarding washing Negel Vasser, one was still be allowed to hire them. Oh, so the question is, you know, the question is why? What is this? You know, how could I do such a thing? This is because he brings down again from the Halichas Shleima that this is because the people in general normally wash their hands under running water multiple times in the morning, and this is sufficient to remove the ruach ra. Now, we have to understand, when we wash Negel Vasser, you have to make sure you use a kli, a utensil, right? But be it as it may, we'll try and get to, hopefully, a question of running water from the sink and how that works. But the Evid, you know, far-fetched case, if you want to call it, putting one's hands under the sink, and they did it three times, multiple times, and usually it's at least three times, you know, before they even come to work, normal person who washed their hands in general in the morning, so that will be enough to remove the ruach ra. Again, of course, b'diyeved, the right way, one has to do it with a kli, with a utensil. So that's an interesting thing. So this is how he brings it down. That's because of the normal way that people wash their hands. They usually wash their hands under running water multiple times in the morning, and this is sufficient to remove the ruach ra, b'diyeved. I remember hearing this a while, many, many years ago. I don't remember one of the major poskim, I think from Lakewood. I don't remember which one, but I also heard something along the same lines. It could be they were quoting the Halicha Shleima, but again, this is along the same lines that you know, people in general, they do wash their hands at least three times on the running water. So b'diyeved, that's something that we could rely on. It's not something that we do, but to rely on in a case whereby one has non-religious help working in the kitchen and the issues of touching the food. However, he does add over there that where possible, right, if you know it's not going to cause an issue, where possible, one should ask the workers in a respectful manner, of course, to wash their hands in the halachically required manner before handling the food. That's, you know, to do it in a nice way, a bakavadika way, an honorable way. They ask them to please wash, and we know the proper way to wash it. Washing one's hands is using a kli, right? Using a utensil and washing alternately, right, left, right, left, right, left. To ask them to please do it three times again, if it's possible, if it won't be causing an issue. But worst case scenario, somebody's stuck and they it's not going to work, or they ask and the person doesn't want, or whatever the case might be. So like we said from the Halicha Shleima, there is what to rely on, that the person washes their hands under running water multiple times in the morning, and you know, b'diyeved, this would be sufficient to remove the ruach ra in that case. But as much as possible, one should try and, you know, to try and get them to wash Negel Vasser again in a very honorable way, and very careful way. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.